Hi everyone, Imogen here. Just a quick note about today's episode. The sound quality is not the best. My fault entirely. I have accidentally recorded through my laptop microphone rather than my nice specky podcasting microphone. So just a note to know that I won't sound as good as Brandon and Claire this week. Sorry. Bye.
We are back!
And Claire's dying.
Very best, yeah. It's a cough and sneeze now.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
She is. Hi, and welcome to Vi Vi Vi. We're just going to go straight into it today because I'm excited to be back. It's been so long.
I'm excited to have you back, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, no one else is in my time zone. So.
Yeah, oh God. Oh, fucking hell, Europe. Jesus Christ. I follow a lot of people on Twitter and stuff. And I ended up having conversations with people I didn't even know I knew because I never see them at all ever because Europe is just the absolute total opposite to us time zone wise. So, yeah, I lost contact with everyone I normally talk to. I was isolated and alone and frightened. So I started talking to English people instead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a really weird time. Like, I can kind of catch it, but it's mostly in the morning when I'm tired or late enough that I'm asleep.
Yeah, it's funny because Nico is in England, and so I remember back in the early heydays of roleplay when I had one person I used to roleplay with all the time, and the only time we could do it was like 6 o'clock in the morning for me and 12 o'clock at night for her. So we very, very, very rarely actually got to do any proper roleplay, and it was no fun. Because all that ended horribly, so obviously cross hemisphere relationships are just not the thing. To do. Anyway, Claire's in a weird time zone as well, but she just doesn't sleep, so it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it works out. And Europe wouldn't have been a problem if you didn't keep the hours of an 84-year-old. Like, you go to bed earlier than my grandparents.
You go to sleep at 10, right? Ish.
No, I gotta sleep at 9.
She does!
See, because I was telling Travis, because he goes to sleep at 10. Because I was complaining that you went to sleep too early, so I didn't get to see you ever. And he's like, there's nothing wrong with that time.
What has Travis got against Imogen? Now I need to know.
No.
Dun, dun.
Oh, because he doesn't want Claire and me to be interacting. Am I like Claire's version of Brandon for my sister? For Claire? I'm the salty lesbian trying to steal his girl. Salty old lesbian. I don't have quite as much military cred as Brandon, though, so I probably wouldn't be able to commando in and steal you away. I could fight a goose for you, though. I'd fight a goose for you. There
I'll
you go.
Take that.
Challenge. She can.
There's a lot of geese around here.
It's quite stunning, actually. She'll also bully a squirrel, if you want. So.
I didn't bully the squirrel. I just wanted to find it. I wanted to catch it. It was cute. We saw squirrels. We saw two squirrels in Italy. Two. And only two. One was black, so I figured that was an evil squirrel. And one was brown, which was I've never seen a brown one before. Like they've always been grey.
What color are yours? Wait,
we don't have squirrels.
Oh, you don't have squirrels.
Yeah, they don't have squirrels.
No, we have possums instead.
We have possums too, but you spell it wrong.
No, you have opossums, which is
you
weird.
Don't pronounce the O.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, we don't. We don't have the O. Ours are cuter, but make more noise.
But thanks for ruining my joke. Yeah. It's okay. It's all right.
Okay. Fine. That's what I'm here for.
I don't care what you're here for as long as you're here. I was so lonely.
You're not the only one. I remember when I got back, when did I get back? Last week, Sunday morning, stupidly early. And I remember just logging in and going, oh, she's there. I missed you so much. I couldn't talk to anyone. I was going to bed at 9 o'clock. Actually, in the first week when we were in Rome, we were going to bed at 6 o'clock because we were so fucking jet-lagged. Yeah. We couldn't actually stay up any later than that. And that was hilarious because Rome, you know, Italian people in Rome, which is, you know, the capital of Italy, I think, isn't it? Anyway, they were all partying on and having a good time. We were in a flat in the middle of Rome, so we sort of went to bed at 6 and it was nice and quiet. And then at about 8:30, everyone came out to go to dinner and stuff and, you know, have fun and be adults. Like, fucking shut up. We're trying to sleep. Go to sleep. Leaning out the window of this tiny little narrow back street in Rome in a house that was built in 500 AD going, fucking shut up. I'm tired. We didn't do that. We were very polite. We just lay in bed and seethed instead. Waited for them to go to bed. They didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock. It was fucking, you know, how dare they be adults? It's stupid.
Yeah.
How
I mean, dare it was they? Good timing all around because then I wasn't, I mean, I would have been on probably more often late, but I wasn't on at all.
Yeah, well, you being on late is another issue we don't have time to unpack.
I'm just saying, then you can talk. You could have had someone to keep you company, but I didn't want to keep anyone company.
Oh man, I wasn't.
Went to depression sleep at like 11 or something.
Yeah, I wasn't in much of a condition to be talking to people either.
So what you're saying is that I am your mental stability,
apparently,
and when I left, you all fell to bits.
fell apart without you.
No, I'm sorry. I promise never to go again. Next time we travel, actually going, we're probably going to Hawaii, so
yes,
you can get both of us in the same time
zone.
Well,
if
Claire,
if you do come here, I mean, hit me up. We'll have lunch or something.
I'm gonna fucking stay in your house for at least one night. You know that. I don't care where you put me. You can put me on the couch. That's cool. Man, I don't need a house in Hawaii. It's nice and warm. I can just sleep outside.
You sleep outside. You might get mugged.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold here. We went away when it was like 40 degrees Celsius, and then and it was spring in Italy, and I mean, it was fucking stupidly beautiful. Like, it was so beautiful and beautiful. I just, you know, nearly died from how beautiful it was. Came back, and of course, we've missed all the hot weather. It's cold as fucking raining, and I'm pissed off. So. Bugger you, Australia. And also, the kids are at school for 1 week and then they're on holidays for 2 weeks. So, you know, I've had 3 weeks of constant childcare and now I'm going to have 2 more weeks of constant childcare.
When do these children go to school?
Oh, they don't. We took 3 weeks off. Like, had to put in a leave form to say, can we take our kids away for 3 weeks? And, of course, we feel, because we left, like, people who don't know what happened, I left at the drop of a hat because my husband got a job and he wanted to go to Europe. And anyway, it's a long, stupid, complicated and boring story. In the upshot of it was that we got notice that we were going to be going to Europe 2 days before we left.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't long.
Yeah.
No. And so I had to, and apparently when you take your kids out of school, you have to put in a leave form and apply for them to go away. So I got my mum, I got the leave form on the Friday, filled it out, gave it to my mum to give them on the Monday because we were leaving on the Sunday. My mum dropped it off at this point, the kids are in Europe. Like, I'm sorry if you say no. it's kind of fucked. So he sent this leave form and I got an email about 2 days later saying, oh, we need this and this detail about your trip to Europe. You know, my kids haven't been at school for 2 days. I've basically kidnapped them and taken them out of the country. And if you need me to bring them back, I can't.
Oh man.
But
I don't think that would fly in America. Like, I don't think, like, the school being like, oh, you have to fill out this form and let us know and give us all, like, I don't think anybody would tolerate
that.
It'd
probably be like, you have to take this semester over again or
something. Yeah. Like, the school wouldn't tolerate it. The parents wouldn't tolerate it. Like, I mean, I would, because I'm a reasonable human being. I mean, that makes sense. But, like, I don't know. Kids don't have rights in this country. Parents own them or something. I don't know. It's all very complicated.
Well, they're 8 and 10. I did ask their teachers if they wanted them to do any work, and they're like, huh, I don't know, make them do a blog. I was like, I can get them to do a podcast. If you want.
Oh, man.
My kids in Europe basically complaining that they can't play computer games and wanting to leave museums because, you know, who wants to see the Vatican, really? I mean, in their defense, it was pretty boring, actually. Sorry, Italy. The Vatican was the most boring bit.
I can't imagine there's, like, anyway, a lot to do with the Vatican. Like,
yeah, I mean, no, other than, like, Catholic things.
There's lots of Catholic stuff.
I did think of stuff.
I mean, I'm a heretic,
I thought of both of you.
So
we actually got lost in the Vatican. Which is hilarious because it's, I don't know, you guys haven't been, but it's huge.
I feel
it's a whole country.
I feel like there's a metaphor here.
Yeah. But we went on a guided tour, and no disrespect to the woman who was running the tour, she was a very intelligent and quite interesting person. But most of what she was saying, both myself and my husband already knew, and the kids did not give a fuck about. So we were walking through the Vatican, looking at beautiful things, and about halfway through, my kids just started sitting down in every room and reading a book instead of listening to the woman. And I was like, it's just getting a bit. Getting a bit rude, and so I sort of nudged Murray, who nudged me back, and said, "Well, we could just leave the tour, and take them through, and to show them the one thing that we wanted to show them, and then leave and go have lunch, which is what they wanted to do."
What was the one thing you wanted to show them?
Some room. What's my husband wanted to show them? Some room. I don't remember which room. Anyway, it was something to do with Jesus.
Justice. And we. I swear to God. Can you hear that?
Yeah, we left
the
tour.
She knows she's the mascot. I can't hear her. So she's making herself known.
She's been well behaved all fucking day. And I get this when my grandparents called the other day too. And and when my publisher called, and she just gets down there and she bats the bowl around if I'm on the phone. Anyway, what room?
anyway, some room with Jesus in it. We left the tour and got lost. The Vatican's fucking huge. It's a huge thing. It's got so many rooms and there's only one exit. Oh, the Sistine Chapel. Like that's what we wanted to see. Oh my God, it is. It's like Jesus is up here. It's packed full of crucifixes and Passions of the Christ and statues and paintings and
Those are my favorite. I love reliquaries.
Good shit.
We got lost anyway because we couldn't find the way out, and we ended up doing a loop through the modern art section, which was fucking surreal because we hadn't been there before, and we're like, oh my God, they do modern Passions of the Christ as well as old ones. And yeah, the kids were fucking crying and moaning and complaining, and we're dragging them through room upon room filled with crucifixes, and I'm like, this is a horror novel and we're never getting out. And I wish I was Catholic so I could find some spiritual meaning in all of this. And an exit. Anyway. Yes, please. So that's my Vatican story.
I'm like a weirdo. Anyway, I wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom in the Vatican. I'd be lost in there like, oh crap, I have to pee.
They have very nice public toilets
there. I can't defecate in the Vatican.
I don't know. God, I think I'd everywhere. Find some sort of.
Not yeah, I had the covers over my head.
I take some sort of perverse pride in taking a dump in the Vatican. I swear, I didn't know. We were too busy trying to find the way out.
Knowing my luck,
I have
knowing my luck like today, just, my diva cup would explode.
Oh God!
I'll just smear a little on your palms and your feet. And... Stigmata!
It's me!
Oh,
God.
Jesus. Anyway, I ran it on for 10 minutes. What's the topic today?
I forgot to pick one.
Blasphemy.
Yes. Blasphemy. We're gonna Diva Cups and Blasphemy. So we have, it's been a few weeks since we recorded, and I'm sure that our twos of listeners... I have forgotten that they added us with questions on Twitter.
Well, it could be a nice surprise.
It'll be a nice surprise. I actually did like the tweet today as I put it in my notebook so that maybe she would know that we got to her finally. But Catriona wanted to share a work story with us today. Last week, but I didn't get it until after last episode, but yeah. I didn't get it until after. And no, I can't find it. Anyway, we were talking about how many times, like, when was the time when you were told to suppress your own emotions for the good of others?
Oh, yeah.
She apparently works with children, and she came to work and her boss was like, okay, well, I guess you can be upset, but if you can't be happy and cheerful for the children, then you're no use to us.
Yeah, I don't know. I think children need to be exposed to more people in bad moods, and just to, I mean, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're not yelling at the kids, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And
pretty much.
Yeah, but I do agree. There are a couple of days when I went in to teach and I was in a shitty mood, and I'm pretty sure the day would have gone better if I'd just not been in a shitty mood. What can you do?
That's when, in America, you'd wheel out a TV and put on...
Oh, yeah, I had a DVD player in my classroom that was regularly used on crappy days. Hello?
I'm here.
Did we all just go to sleep?
We're all here. Okay. All right, so also story time today. Closet in Canada writes to us with a story. Oh, come on, computer, don't freeze now. What the fuck? Okay, she writes to us. So I've got this coworker who regularly wears skirts so short that she is unable to bend over without demonstrating to God and the world whether or not she's wearing undergarments. Now, my initial reaction to this was, good Lord, woman, consider having some dignity. And then I immediately smacked myself down because that is my Catholic upbringing speaking. What, we're just everywhere. And then on reflection, I justified my first reaction by reminding myself that we work in a kindergarten, that bending over is frequently part of the job, so she probably should be dressing for the job. And then I realized that I should probably mind my own damn business. The question, she finally gets to, how do we unlearn learned biases? And also, as an aside, what is your opinion on dressing for the job?
I mean,
as for the first one, I think what she did is pretty much all you can do is catch yourself and remind yourself.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen automatically.
Oh, it totally does.
And you just have to slowly unlearn.
Is it stopping her from doing her job? Is she self-conscious enough that she's not bending over and simply just not doing half of her job? Or is she just bending over all the time and doesn't give a fuck? In which case, you know, I mean, she's not... If she's conscious of the fact that the job... Yeah, I think she should... Fuck it. I mean, I'm
whatever.
Old. I think she should dress for the job.
If she's comfortable, fine. If no one's getting hurt... fine. I mean, like, it's a kindergarten. You're going to see everybody's underpants anyhow. Whatever. I'm kidding about that part. No, if she's comfortable and it doesn't stop her from doing her job, then I don't think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If she's not bending down because she's aware that the skirt shows all, then she's obviously not doing the job properly, so she should change her clothes. But if she's still bending down.
I get so touchy about dress codes anyways, because like, as long as you can do your job, as far as I'm concerned, that should be fine.
Yep.
Like, I got yelled at all the time because I'm sorry, I have boobs, I can't control that.
Because you got big boobs.
They're covered they're covered as best as I can humanly cover them.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I mean, I grew up in Australia and we all have school uniforms, so there was this whole dress code thing. Just isn't, I mean, there are very few schools that don't have school uniform, and the whole dress code thing just passes us by in that regard, because everyone has to wear the same thing.
It wasn't such a problem for me for school. I mean, it was in that, like, it would be like, okay, you have to wear shorts of a certain length, and it's like, I'm sorry, they don't sell those for girls.
Yeah.
Which,
my favorite is when people are like, well, then just shop in the boys section. Bitch, have you seen... my hips.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, and I did for a while just because I was that much of a tomboy and I wore a lot of boys' clothes. But it meant, I was wearing some monster-sized guys' clothes to fit on my hips.
Yeah, I couldn't fit into guys' clothes that didn't look completely weird because, like, I've got a butt and I had hips, you know, and I mean, there was nothing. And guy shorts are so, like, straight cut.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't make accommodations for boobs or waists or anything like that. I don't want to sound like a prude, but I do think there are certain jobs where, you know, wearing stuff that covers your body is an option.
Yeah.
If you're a waitress or if you're a bartender, for example, then wear whatever's going to get you the most tips. No problems there at all. But if you're working in a job where you have to do physical things like bending over, then I kind of do think you should cover your crotch because it's basically like unsolicited porn. It's a dick pic. I don't want to see your
worried about the kids. I don't know, throwing something. Like, I don't know.
I don't care what the kids see. It's more of a guy.
I don't care what they like. I don't think they'll be traumatized. I'm just thinking they've got access to some lady's ass all the time. They might try to throw a crayon somewhere.
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes if it's a safety issue, like if you have to dress a certain way because of safety, like if you're working in a kitchen or in construction or someplace where like, you need to have your body covered, like long sleeves and arms and stuff like that, that's a different story. You know, like when I work a show, I have to look nice, but I also have to have my toes covered because something could fall and I could lose my foot.
which is also a matter of, if there's a uniform or anything, making sure it's accommodating two different body shapes.
Apparently
they've only now started making chef coats for women.
Oh yeah.
They did not fit women well. Like the sleeves are too long and they just, you know, generally did not fit. So then they wouldn't wear their chef coats.
Everybody looked pregnant ever.
So they're finally, I guess, starting to make them for women. So it's like, yeah, so if you're going to have some sort of uniform like that, as long as it accommodates everyone, then it's fine with me, whatever.
Yeah. I remember when I switched from, this is ages ago, I switched from my primary school uniform to my high school uniform. And I was an early developer, as I think both of you, we talked about this before, as we both were as well. So I had boobs in year five when I was 10. And the dresses that we had, our uniform dresses didn't accommodate boobs. Like there was no stitching or anything. They were built for flat-chested people. And I remember switching uniforms to my high school uniform and just going, oh my God, I'm comfortable. I have been like, I had literally been wearing a binder for the last 2 years of my primary school life. And because they just didn't bother. My mum actually, with my sister, I don't know why she didn't do it for me, maybe because I didn't complain about it, but she actually got a needle and thread and put panels into my sister's uniform to accommodate her boobs. But she didn't do that for me. I don't know why not. Maybe she didn't love me. But if it's a uniform issue where the uniform doesn't fit you, then fucking do whatever you want. But I don't think that it's appropriate to be showing your ass.
Dress for the job.
Even
if you dress for the job you want.
Maybe she doesn't want to work in the kindergarten. Maybe she wants to work at Hooters. She's dressing for the job she wants.
Just for the job you want. Oh, my idea is gone. Whatever I was going to say is gone. Anyway, this is what we're dealing with today. I slept with my contacts in last night.
Oh, God. Ouch.
And forgot to take them out again when I got home. Anyway, do you guys have business casual where you are? Like, do people dress in business casual?
I've never had a job in an office where I've had to wear anything other than stuff that just covers my body. Like when I was teaching, I used to wear nice like pants and a shirt. Like I used to wear I used to wear business casual when I was teaching, but it wasn't required. I could have come into work in shorts and a t-shirt if I wanted to. The kids would have laughed, but I could have. But my husband has to wear
at my job in college.
What is business casual where you are? Because business casual here has a lot of leeway. Like you can just wear an Aloha shirt and a pair of khakis and boom, business casual.
No, that's, I wouldn't, I would say business casual is
I like that you stopped, corrected yourself and said the same thing.
Yeah, said the exact
same. I'd say like slacks, but not, I don't know, what are khakis? Anyway, I don't even know what they are. I have no idea what you guys mean by khakis. Do they have to be khaki colored?
Yeah.
Are they just...
They're generally, they're khaki colored. But yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. But we just call those slacks, I think. We wouldn't specify the color of them, but it's like suit pants and a button shirt.
Ah, okay.
Would be business casual.
I mean, I don't think I've ever, even around here, it's usually slacks or a skirt, nice shoes.
Mm.
Huh.
Button-up shirt or like nice shirt of some sort. It's a little more leeway with a girl because you can wear like any sort of blouse that's kind of dressy.
Anything that's not a t-shirt.
Man, my life is going to be wild when we move back to the mainland because like business casual here is very casual. I mean, Aloha shirt, khaki pants. You can wear slippers if you want to.
I don't think the shirt or shoes there would fly.
Places you have to wear closed-toed shoes as far as I'm aware, but
I think that you can get away with sandals, pretty sandals, if you're a girl.
If you wear sandals, they have to have a strap that goes around the heel.
Yeah, you have to have some sort of dressing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, you can't wear flip flops. Yeah. No, that's not business casual. Sorry. But yeah, I think that it's better. And for a guy, yeah, just be slacks and a shirt, but no jeans.
Yeah.
No shorts.
Tie or no tie.
And no. Murray never wears a tie.
Yeah, business casual. Ties in a tie.
Yeah, but Murray's never like. But in Australia, I think because of the heat as well. Like, ties just have never taken off here because it's like...
Well, that's why...
I mean, the way Murray talks about ties, I just want to kill him because he's talking about, oh, it's so restricting. And I was like, you've never worn a bra, have you?
Or pantyhose. When I was growing up, like, proper attire was pantyhose. You had to have them on.
Yeah, with dresses.
Yeah, if you wore a skirt, you had to have pantyhose or tights or something where you got sent home from school. And moving here just blew my mind because, like, nobody wears tights.
I can't. I actually, wait, where were we? Oh, we were in Singapore. Sorry, because I'm such a jutter. But we were in Singapore and there's a very different attitude towards clothing, obviously, amongst Asian populations who live in that climate all their lives. But they're all obsessed with not getting suntanned.
Yeah.
So they're always wearing like long sleeve shirts and gloves and hats and scarves that wrap around their face. Basically, any part of their skin that might be exposed to UV light is covered. And I'm just watching them. I'm walking along, you know, with my pasty white fish skin, going, "Fuck, how do you do it? I'm so hot, I can't do it." I saw someone wearing pantyhose in Singapore, and I was just like, "Jesus Christ, my vagina hurts for you."
I'm getting a yeast infection just thinking about it. Like,
yeah, exactly. I'm getting a yeast infection. I'm getting a yeast infection just looking at you.
Well,
yeah,
that
anymore,
took
more. I only usually wear tights in winter, maybe late fall.
Yeah, even then, I can't really risk it. Because I don't shave my legs.
Yeah.
It's hilarious when you try and put on stockings or pantyhose and you haven't shaved your legs.
Oh, yeah.
Because my hair is, whenever I wear pantyhose or stockings, they're always black. Yeah. And my leg hair is blonde. So I put my pantyhose on and I suddenly look like a reverse werewolf or something because all this white hair pokes through. It's hilarious.
I used to love wearing tights before I started shaving my legs when I was young because, like, all the hair would be bunched up under my legs and it would be so smooth.
And you take them off and it's, like, in curls?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I didn't have a lot of hair because I'm Native American and we don't get a lot of body hair. And but, like, I had enough on my legs that, I mean, it was blonde. It was always fair. But, like, it would just, like, bush out when I took it off.
Well, I got the English complexion, so, you know, pasty white, but the Greek hair. So I've got, but the Greek, my Greek hair is blonde rather than black, so that's kind of nice. But that just means that I've got a lot of body hair, but you can only see it. You can only see it if you come up real close. And sometimes I'll be walking to the kids to school or whatever in the sunlight, and you can just see it sort of the sunlight sparkles off my leg. And it's like a glowy nimbus around my leg. I'm like,
I love
pretty,
when
I
get
like
out of
it.
The car or something like that, and there's like a breeze, and I've just shaven my legs, but I can feel like the one hair that I missed, that I've repeatedly missed. It has to have been several times because I shave always, but the one down by the ankle bone, you know, and the wind hits it, and you can feel it whipping back and forth in the breeze. And then I pull it out. How are we on time?
Anyway.
Okay, we're good on time. So Closet in Canada also wants to know, why is the American election cycle so long? She says, be a proper democracy. Ignore everyone until just before the election and then freak out because you don't know who anyone is.
Yeah, to be fair, I feel like it didn't used to be as long.
It's money.
Yeah.
Sorry,
no,
guys.
It's just
money.
It definitely
but I
is.
I think it's gotten worse, like, over time.
I do think so. But I mean, I think us internationals are actually paying more attention to it now too. So it feels a lot longer.
Well,
we didn't used to care.
And there's the internet now, so it's just like it's everywhere. So I don't know. It was easier Maybe it was just easier to ignore back in the
day. Maybe I just didn't care when I was younger.
We didn't have as much invested in it. I mean, you've had a fair few horrific leaders over the time, yeah. But the most recent one is the worst.
Yeah. So now we're just in a never ending. When can we replace Trump?
Yeah.
Who can replace him? And please.
I think we've talked about this before, but the fact that you guys choose your primaries thing is absolutely baffling to everyone else in the universe. Yeah. So. That's the thing.
Honestly,
like, primary's gone forever and ever.
Yeah, honestly, our whole system is kind of baffling to everybody in the universe, kind of including 2/3 of Americans.
I think you took time out to explain it to me once.
Speaking of funny political American things, Travis was in D.C. recently, and he was at the Smithsonian and stuff, and there was a statue of Trump, and he's like, I forgot he was president.
Oh, how could you do that?
Like, he's like, I was aware that he's around all the time, but like, he's so not a fucking president. He's like, I forgot. I'm just used to thinking of him as Trump and not president.
He's repressing.
Oh my god,
memory.
I forget too, and I get so angry because when you go into a military installation, there's always there's pictures of the chain of command up on the wall, and. I got used to it being Obama for years and years and years, and then we went to pick up prescriptions the other day, and there's that fucker just smiling away at me, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Like, it scared me. Like, that's not even hyperbole. What do you want?
In politics news, we're having an election soon. In 4 weeks, actually. That's the thing. In Australia, you're not allowed to advertise or do any campaigning until the election has been announced. And the election gets announced, and then there's 4 weeks where they're allowed to give us ads and shit, and they're not allowed to do that before then. So that's nice for us. But we just had a New South Wales election, so it's been like, oh, fuck, not again. But we also get democracy sausage and also get to vote out ScoMo, who's a fucking horrible
human. I'm so jealous of your democracy sausage. Like...
Yeah,
I want the sausage, America. Give it to me.
No. It's so funny though, because we live in like this sort of trendy, gentrified area, because you know we're middle aged and white, and the democracy sausages now have like halloumi and special spicy sauces.
Oh my god!
Like, one of my friends went to Newtown in the New South Wales election and just went, "I what is this fucking shit? All I want is a sausage on a piece of white bread." They gave me this like halloumi on a bed of char grilled Wonder White with fucking spices and stuff. They just give me my fucking sausage anyway. Yeah, it's quite.
Give me a fucking bratwurst. I mean, I want dog's bollocks in it or whatever. I don't know. Just
yeah, made out of made out of named meat.
I don't want to know what's in it. Just it just tastes good.
Just give me some sausage.
Well, I heard there might be another referendum in the UK too. So
yeah.
So from my limited perspective and research, it looks like there's either going to be another Brexit referendum, or there's going to be another Scottish referendum, but one way or the other, one way or the other, somebody is determined to stay.
Yeah, if Brexit happens, the Scots have said we need to be able to go because we're not gonna drown ourselves with you fuckers. Basically.
Yeah, that's what I saw this morning.
Hell yeah.
So. Inside sources tell me it's not a done deal like that. Like do you want?
Is it Justice again, or is it England?
It's Justice. She's just like batting her water dish around.
Mm-hmm. She's. You know that there's been a lot of analogies of Brexit, of England and Brexit to cats. wanting to go out the back door, waiting for you to open the back door. Then when you open the back door, they just sit there and look at you, and then you shut it. And then they ask to go out again. This is exactly what Brexit is looking like to the rest of us. Our family's all from England. We've got a lot of English heritage. Blah blah. We've been there. I lived there for a little while. And I'm just like, it's really sad to watch it disintegrate like this. Please don't go. Don't go.
It's like a constant back and forth of hold my beer between the UK and the US right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
There's no way this could get worse. Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My beer's better than yours.
Oh, I stopped thinking that a while back. Because I know, I remember one point I was like, he will not be able to say anything that will surprise me anymore. And then he did, and I was like, I give up. I don't even remember what it was, but it was something monumentally stupid. And I was just like, nope, I give up.
I did like, I like that he thinks that origins are origins. Origins, I can't say it. Sorry, origins are oranges.
Oh, yeah.
That was
like,
the latest one.
Things have gotten so dire that, like, our government isn't even news anymore. This morning, I know shit, saw someone write an article saying that we needed to cancel Chris Evans. Like, this is what we've come to, because he's trying to start up a project that's, like, a bipartisan, like, just facts about political things. And they're like, and so it's time to pick a new favorite Chris because he's completely wrong about everything. And I'm like, he hasn't even really, like, released anything yet.
We don't even know what it is.
We don't even know what it is, other than he wants to put something out there that just has facts on it.
Yeah. I read that article. I was just like, oh, Chris. I mean, I don't think there's anything malicious or terrible about what he's doing. It's just extraordinarily naive. I don't think it's going to work. But that's cool. Go for it, dude. Use your influence for something.
I have my own opinions on how I think it could work. But again, I want to see what's going to happen first. But, like, cancel Chris Evans. What? Okay. All right.
I don't know if Endgame's actually going to do that.
It might take care of that for us. Speaking of Chris Evans.
Did you hear?
You like my smooch?
Always. Always first in my thoughts.
A question that comes into us again from Closet in Canada. You know, I think she might have too much insider info at this point. But, teen statistic baby daddy.
She does have too much information.
She asks, what is the weirdest and or most specific dream you've ever had about a fictional character? Now, I feel like I should just sit this one out.
I told you about my most recent dream, didn't I? Where I was married to what was his name? The guy from Carpool Karaoke.
James Corden.
James Corden. Yeah, I was married to James Corden, and we were the king and queen of a failing kingdom, and we had to ask for food aid from the local store, who was owned by Tim Curry. So that was my most weird. And Tim Curry's form of food aid was trays of cooked spam.
Yeah.
So that was my most recent jet lag dream, and it was pretty fucking weird. Yeah. They're not all, none of them are fictional characters though,
just
so I have to think
night,
about fictional characters.
I had a real long weird one that started with like King Triton had been assassinated, as had all of Ariel's sisters, and so like the conspirators were gonna take the throne, but then oh no, here comes Ariel at the last moment. But then they're trying to assassinate her, and then she was going on the run.
Wow.
And then someone was like, she's not a real mermaid. She doesn't actually have a mermaid tail. She was just wearing a fake one, like one of those like mermaid sleeping bags.
I always knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
And then. But she comes back still victorious, and then someone tries to kill her. But then she's not really a mermaid at all, or Ariel even. She's actually Ahsoka, and Ahsoka kicked everyone's ass, and they were like, we respect you. You can be our monarch. And so then Ahsoka
that
became Queen
great.
Ahsoka, and that was my dream last night.
Wow, that took a hard left.
It really did.
Well, it's still all Disney. It's still all Disney franchise, so that's okay.
It's all connected now, but I was not expecting that hard left there.
Was that justice, or is that a dog?
I tried to take a drink of water, and it took my coaster with it. I'm tossed
another one that happens.
Just be a heathen like me and stop using coasters.
Not on Travis's crappy desk. It will dissolve it. I think it's like fiberboard or something.
Well, I think if you don't know about my Captain America dream sequences.
We did actually talk about them on the podcast
I think so. I haven't had one in at least over a year since he started sleeping with Imogen in her dreams.
Oh, that's right.
Stole him away.
So he's
not quite. We never quite get there. It's extraordinarily frustrating. I think we mentioned that before. It's never quite. It's not ever there. No, I always wake up in time, and it's not there. Anyway, I'm faithful to my husband even in sleep.
Yeah, I think the last one I had, I think Bucky was finally a teenager. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's right, because he was the baby. Wasn't he? I forgot he was the baby. Baby.
He used to suck his robot thumb.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it was terrible. This guy just found out that people that I actually know in real life are listening to this podcast now. Like, someone just messaged me on Facebook today to tell me, they're like, I haven't seen you in 18 years. It's so weird to have your voice in my kitchen again. And I'm like, oh no.
I'm just so glad that podcasts haven't been invented in Australia yet, so no one's found me. Oh. It's like, no one I know listens to my podcast. It's okay. Everything's fine.
Well, that's what I get for, like, stepping up the promotion thing, you know?
Yeah.
Took it to the next level, guys.
You're too good at it. Oh. Too good at it. We just get our friend of the pod, Chuck Wendig, to reblog one of our posts. No. Billions of listeners.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
one day we'll do it. He's listening. We all know he's
just
listening.
He doesn't talk about it. It's like
he's just shy.
It's no, guilty pleasure.
He's trying to keep it to himself. He's trying to make sure that he knows he knew us before we were cool.
he and Sam Sykes sit in like some secret back channel chat in the dark web.
did you hear the latest episode of Bye Bye Bye? Oh yeah, weren't they hilarious? Now I'm going to steal all their stuff from
I heard one of them made my meatballs. Marvel talk.
Yay.
Okay, out of everyone that was snaptured, who is your snaptured child or lost love? Who are you most disappointed is gone?
Oh, I can't remember who died. I'm sad
Shuri is gone, because, like, they didn't show it.
So they didn't show it, so I thought she was still sticking around.
She was still around, and I was so excited. I was like, she'd be a fun addition to this group.
Well, yeah, there was, like, this great internet conspiracy going around that she had to be the new Black Panther now, and I'm really disappointed.
I was hoping she would either be the new Black Panther, or at least, like, the temporary ruler of Wakanda, or something cool going on, even if she couldn't technically...
Yeah, I had such high hopes.
But no, I know, I was so excited. So that's my biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
I was very, very upset that Sam and Bucky both went. Like, that, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a diehard Sam, a diehard Bucky fan as well, but yeah, just the fact that they both went, mate, I was like, poor Steve.
I know, and everyone's like, oh, I think death is the best ending for Steve Rogers, and I'm like, guys, can we just let him be happy? Like,
oh fuck, I saw a post.
This is Mrs. Everyone should die. It's much more entertaining.
No.
What's this about happy endings?
I want people to earn their endings, and I think that Captain America, I think Steve Rogers has earned. He's well many times over earned the right
I think we've talked about this before. Yeah, but I think the best ending for Steve would be to be DC.
I saw some fan art about that today.
Yeah.
About
I'd like him to go back to being skinny Steve, and that means that Bucky and Sam can take on the Captain America thing, which hint there's been a few things on the Marvel Twitter feed about a possibility of a Bucky and Sam TV.
Oh, they talked about it today. Yeah, there's a logo and everything.
But I think that if Steve doesn't have to die, like just de-serum him in, it's been happening in comics, and just don't kill him, poor bastard. The article, the thing that I saw today that made me really fucking angry, and it was reblogged by someone I really like, and so fine,
you're just
but
at me.
They're saying Steve has to, Steve has to die. No, you didn't reblog it, but someone else. Steve has to die. It's the only satisfying ending, and then you can make Sam Wilson Captain America. I'm like, hey, all of this, but kill Tony instead and give me a fucking War Machine movie. Because why does Steve have to die when Tony's in every single fucking movie?
Yeah, but I think their point was not that. It was more that's the most in-character way. If anyone's going to die, he would be the one.
It is pretty, but it is pretty in character.
Iron Man has consistently had a "I want to leave and stop fighting." So,
yeah, I mean, it,
now
it
that
does,
he's got 5 yeah. million Avengers to take his place, I
and
think
he's blonde
would,
now. So
it would be... who? Oh, he went gray. Didn't he
went gray. He went
gray,
so he's blonde now.
Yeah. Space
so,
gray.
He could easily just retire and be gone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
but
just kill him.
I mean, with the announcement of the new Hawkeye show,
Hawkeye.
With the announcement of the new Hawkeye show, like I think deseruming Steve, send him to California, and let Clint and Kate dress up like twin Robin Hoods and go after him.
Yeah,
I mean, yes. That was the best comic I've ever read in my life.
So good,
Clint.
Just I want
for people who don't get my vague references. Clint Barton goes to California to chase after Steve Rogers, who's decided he doesn't want to be a superhero anymore, and he dresses like a poetry reciting Robin Hood and like stalks him and quotes Sherlock Holmes at him all the time.
I think my favorite bit of the Steve and Clint Barton interaction was the one where he bought the Captain America doll. Playing with it in front of Steve Rogers. I love it.
In that same comic, like there's this one panel where like Sam's looking out the window. He's like, "Oh, Steve's in trouble. I should go help him." Nah, I'm good. Best thing ever.
The best things, actually, the annuals, the Avengers annuals are the best things that ever came out of the comics. I think so. It's like, you know, don't fuck with the main comics. Don't bother reading the actual runs because half of them are stupid and 30% of them are racist and 50% of them are sexist. And but yeah, the annuals are just the ones where they give Chip to Zdarsky a couple of panels and it's worth it just for that. Like Wonder saying, "I actually meant to say no, comma, more mutants."
I remember that one.
It's like, yes. I just left the comma out and I've never really been able to tell anyone about it because I'm too embarrassed.
What if that's checking for him?
Anyway.
That's why SPAG is important, everybody.
Indeed.
What pair, and I'm not putting any limits on this at all, like living, dead, whatever. What pair of Avengers should parent you?
Oh, God.
Who would do a good job of it?
I'm saying, who would leave me alone?
Well, I personally would go for either Clint and Bobby or Clint and Nat because I'd never be bored.
It'd be really fucked
up,
though.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, see, I would just go double. I would go double cap. Captain Marvel, Captain America, I think.
Oh, Captain Marvel, Captain America as a pairing would be good.
I couldn't go wrong there. Like,
I mean, you can interpret this question in two ways. Which two did parent you? In which case, what produced what you are now?
That's good. I feel like that's when we should answer for each other.
Which one do you want to have parented you, as in made the best you that you can possibly be? And obviously, one of them has to be Steve Rogers. Actually, fuck that. Steve Rogers, Peggy Carter. There you go.
Is that who you're picking?
That's good. That's who I want to be my parents, yes.
That's your parents. That's a good one. Or, I could also go with Carol and Maria. Or Carol and Jessica. Drew.
That would be fun.
That'd be crazy.
No, I'm pretty sure Jessica Drew is one of my parents. I don't know who the other one is, but there's definitely some genetic material in my body from her, that's for sure.
Probably your snark.
What about you, Claire? Who do you think would?
Well, she said Carol. She said Carol and
Cap.
Yeah,
I said double cap.
Oh, that's why you said
all
cap.
Caps.
And cap, and cap. Yeah.
All caps.
All caps. I'm just trying to think of who would have actually parented you, and I'm trying to think of someone who is deceptively quiet.
I would have to, like, Clint would have to be one of them, because my mom let us do things like ride on top of the car for fun and shit.
Jan?
I,
Jan?
Oh, Janet Van Dyne.
Janet Van Dyne.
Yes.
And.
Yes, because she's deceptively quiet.
Who's snarky? Who's snarky? Sam? Jan and Sam?
Jan and Sam. That's a good pairing, actually. I'd like to see those two.
Solid parenting team. I'll take it. Yeah. You can fly me places. Mm.
Yeah, you turned out okay.
Yeah, you turned out okay.
As far as you're concerned, Brandon, I mean, Clint, obviously, and maybe Monty. Just...
I choose to take that as a compliment. And that, in fact...
Yeah, some chaotic... You need some... You've got chaotic good and chaotic bad. So the mixture works with your bipolar, I think.
If Lise
really
is
well.
Out there listening right now, I think you just made her day. There'll be a 300,000-word fan fiction about me being raised by Clint next week.
I think she has a fic where they have a kid. So she should now make
that fic.
Yeah,
we know
what
the kid's name should be.
The kid's name's Brandon. It's definitely you. I don't think it's their biological kid. I think they're just raising it. But yeah, I love Lise to death, but the pairings are not pairings that I agree with. I never read any of her fics. I feel bad because I know she's a really good writer.
And if it was a ship I was into, like, I would be in heaven because there's just so much of it, and it's all
she's so prolific.
She's prolific and she ties up all the ends really well, and everything's woven together, and all the head canons are well thought out, and it's just. I would be like a pig in shit, like.
Just not my parent. Sorry. Oh, dear, the fan fiction reader's nightmare. I mean, I've mentioned to you guys before that I'm in a new fandom and I'm just reading a lot of fic at the moment, and it's quite a small fandom. It's actually quite prolific for a small fandom, but that means there's only like five or six people who write regularly for it.
I need to fall into a new fandom. Like, I need a new, small...
It's fun.
Somewhere where I can shine fandom.
Well, I've been trying to drag you into this one, but you're resisting so far. But yeah, the fic is... Like, there's two really, really good writers. I told you about the AU that I was reading, which is great. Okay, so I won't tell you what fandom this is, because... It's basically cross promotion. And I don't want to give the podcast any more. But yeah,
we have enough competition.
I mean, not like it's actually not like this podcast is anything at all like the one I'm listening to. But anyway, the AU is it's a coffee shop AU, which I usually run a mile from. But I told this to Brandon last night, Claire. The coffee shop AU is that the canon characters find a magic mirror. Mm-hmm. And the canon characters are in this horrible horror universe where everything goes wrong and they're in constant danger. And they get a magic mirror which they can look through and watch the coffee shop AU where they're both happy and in love and having a really good time. I'm like, this is fantastic. It hits all my buttons. These guys are utterly miserable. They're utterly miserable on one side and then they're really happy on the other, and they get to watch themselves being really happy, which makes them even more miserable. And I'm just like,
yes. Finally a coffee shop AU that I think I could get into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That person has nailed the format.
I think.
Yeah, I'm very
I've
impressed.
I've worked in a coffee shop, and I just can't get into coffee shop. I don't dislike them. Like, every now and then one pops up that I'm okay with, but the concept just doesn't ring with me.
No, the fact that all the people who are working in the coffee shop are well rested. Able to afford apartments where they can live
and
by themselves.
And they have fucking time to flirt with somebody. Like, what?
No, you'd be trying to flirt and then someone else would yell at you because you're not making their fucking coffee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Also, this one coffee shop, this particular coffee shop, AU, it starts off and there's only two of them working there. I'm like, oh my god, that means you are there every single fucking day. From open till close. No, you would have died of exhaustion in the first week. Or boredom, considering you probably wouldn't have had any customers in the first week because they never do. But yeah, there's that too.
Mm. Well, I feel like we had like a nice little catch-up reunion here.
it's
like
fun.
We had our own personal little reunion and invited everybody to just watch.
Yeah.
Or listen, as the case may be.
I think people are obviously listening to this because of the strong bond of friendship and respect
obviously.
That we have with each other. So it's really nice to see us exploring that.
I happen to know we picked up two listeners this week, so. And we have time for another question.
We do.
Oh, I meant to put this one in the show. I can't believe I forgot. Because we haven't done a Sin of the Week. And...
No,
and
we haven't.
Closet in Canada has actually provided one for us.
Lovely. It wasn't a sin. It was just something I found funny.
Oh, well, this is more like picking your brain, so I feel like this is right up your alley. Closet in Canada says that excessive materialism is apparently a sin which needs to be confessed. Now, she would like to know if moderate materialism is okay. Is there a limit? And I want to know is who gets to judge what is excessive and what is moderate? Like,
God. I mean, I assume it's one of those things where you would have to judge yourself. I mean, that's part of the whole reason of confession anyways.
I mean, we started this whole show today with, you know, a talk about the Vatican.
and how much, I mean, if you know how much the Vatican is worth, like the billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of shit in there, I mean, it's just insane. So God should be taking the Vatican to task, which, you know,
it's like going to like Catherine the Great's like Winter Palace or whatever it is, and you see like how extravagant everything is, and you're like, oh, I understand why there was a revolution.
yeah it's pretty insane. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's a nice tapestry, what's that nice shiny stuff, it's gold leaf, all right, okay, everywhere is gold, it's all gold.
It's like
My son was very interested in all the gold leaf. He said, like, could we pull it off? I'm like, you probably could, but we'd be arrested.
You'd be arrested and put in God jail.
The Swiss guard or whatever.
God jail. The guards were very bored and just sitting there on their mobile phones mostly, so that was pretty cool. Hard to stuff a tapestry that's 6 meters high in your bag anyway, so...
No, my sin of the week wasn't a sin so much as a amusing factoid, which is that I don't know if this is still something that's believed or if it just was something that was believed, but I think it might still. It was before the fall, men could control their own erections.
Sorry.
I never had to worry about it.
Before the fall, you mean like before the introduction of sin?
Yeah.
There was only one man.
Yeah, and he could control his erection. Well, I was reminded of this because there's a Hozier lyric about something being as much of a surprise as when Adam first came, which is hilarious. And then it got me thinking, no, it would not have been a surprise because he would have been able to control it. He would have said, I'm ready, whoop.
Well, jeez. Also...
That's insane.
Also...
Well, they can control their erections now because they've got Viagra. I don't know how Viagra works. Please do not at me. I don't want to. I have very little interest in erections, I've got to say.
Well, I have some interest in Viagra now that I know that it helps with, like,
period cramps.
Pain, yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least we think it does, just nobody wants to fund it, because it's just girly little cramps.
Why?
You guys should suck it up.
Just dumb little cramps.
No one wants to fund it. Also... unjustified anger is apparently a sin, but how do I know if my anger is justified?
If I'm angry, it's justified. Yeah, fuck off, man.
That's what I'm saying. Pick your battles. Well, I am young and full. I am small and full of anger, and I pick all of them.
I pick all of them. Oh, that's hilarious. Unjustified anger. I mean, I don't know. How do you get angry if there's no
justification
for
it?
I mean,
I get angry at stuff for fucking no goddamn good reason.
I'm sure there's a good reason. It's subjective.
I mean, if it's your brain telling you to be angry, then that's...
I mean, chemical processes seem like they're perfectly... And this goes back to women being told to suppress their emotions. Why aren't we allowed to be angry? Mm. Huh?
Yeah. God.
Yeah, God.
Tell me that.
Well, it's not
God.
Like it's a sin only for women to be unjustifiably angry.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's only a sin for women, Claire. That's how it goes with most of them, isn't it?
No, that's just how it goes with how you dress and how you masturbate.
What goes into or out of your body.
Yeah. All our fault.
Yeah.
It's all our fault.
I mean, they probably wouldn't probably think much about anger because ladies don't get angry. And there are clearly defined differences between men and women.
What the fuck were we watching recently? My God. We had, my husband and I had to explain to Baby Bi who Lilith was. And...
You watching Sabrina?
Yes! Yes, it was Sabrina.
Okay, when you're done, I'm going to have to tell you something.
It was Sabrina. And as it turns out, my Protestant husband has a big beef with the concept of Lilith. So he was like, it's heresy and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you're not even Catholic. What the fuck are you talking about? Heresy. So.
It's not canon.
It's
not. Lilith
it's
isn't
not biblical
canon,
but that doesn't mean much. I mean, biblical canon goes from, like, Jesus being 18 to Jesus being 32 or whatever. And, I mean...
It was a long summer.
But, I mean, Lilith also, like, contradicts things. But, no, while I was at Notre Dame, I like to wander... They had a huge library, and I like to wander around and find what weird-ass books I could find. And I found this novel about... It was, like, a Lilith-Eve... Adam love triangle. It was so good.
Uh-huh.
It was this really long. I don't remember shit about it. I just remember I was like, this is good shit. I am checking this out and I am reading it. Thank you, Notre Dame Library.
Awesome. What? That's like going to the library in resorts and finding all those romance novels that are just lying around that people left there and just skipping to the smutty bits because that's what you do, isn't it? You don't read the whole fucking thing. You just, I mean, I love romance, but when I'm in a resort, I don't have time to read the whole thing, so I'm going to skip to the good bits.
I also read something, though, that like Lilith exists in the Jewish faith, and I need to know more about that.
I think that's where it... Originally, the idea of Lilith came from was actually it's a Jewish concept, not as much.
Please inform us if you're Jewish.
If you're Jewish and listening, we need
Lilith,
to know
because I want
to
hear.
To know, and we'd rather hear it from you. Anything,
because we'll just speculate about it and get it all wrong.
But even then, you won't write
that's
in
what
and
we
correct
do. That's
us.
Our thing.
I'm getting pretty close to like guilting people. Okay. So if you wanna,
that's part of the Brandon Knight heresy, isn't it? To kill people.
If you want to write in and correct us or inform us, you can send that to bibibicast@gmail.com.
Wait, what's he getting mad about fucking Lilith when the Protestants and all them are all crazy about Satan and Satan's also is fucking outside of canon as Lilith is.
Satan is fanon.
Oh, Protestants have their panties in a twist over Lilith. It's a thing. So,
Well, next time
the woman who plays
on
Sabrina is pretty
up,
hot.
Like, the devil or something, you should be like, "What? What are you getting off?" Anyways, if you want to talk about, I don't know, correct us about weird religious nonsense, or talk to us about weird religious nonsense of any strokes and type that you find amusing. You can also go to byebyebyecast.tumblr.com. Go on and on or not. That's also got links to our Twitter, our Patreon, and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you want some Bye 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 merchandise, please check out Claire's Redbubble because there's stuff there. And the t-shirt is awesome and I still wear it every day. Well, not every day because I
you can
to
find
it
a link
but
to
yes.
it there.
Yep. You can find all three of us on our respective Twitters and Tumblrs and Instagrams and such. So.
Yeah. Brandon and I are trying to set up an author rivalry on Twitter, so please contribute to that. She's also getting a book published, by the way. I should just let everyone know this. We will spruik it a lot more, but Brandon has a book coming out sometime, probably this year.
Probably this year. I can't believe I didn't bring it up. I'd be bringing it up like, hey,
I know, I was waiting for you to bring it up and you never did.
I know.
I figured we better put the prompt plug in now, and we'll put it on. We'll put it in every time we have an episode.
I love you guys.
We love you too. Okay, we'll see you all next week. It's good to be back. I missed you all.
Bye.
Bye.